Our guest is Kat Abagazale. She is running for Jan Schakowsky's congressional seat. As you know, Jan has retired. And Kat, were you at the Broadview facility protesting today?
Yes, I was this morning around 6:30 a.m.
And all the reports coming in saying it seemed pretty calm?
Yeah, I mean, compared to last week where we were led into the street by Broadview police and then beat with batons for following their instructions, definitely more peaceful. But basically what's happened is they've corralled us into free speech zones, which I didn't know that's how the Constitution worked. And those free speech zones only open at 9 a.m. Once again, I don't think that's how the Constitution works.
You also, I would imagine, in an effort to garner some new donors, release details about what Chicago companies are supplying. Is it ammunition to ICE?
This was reporting from Block Club Chicago. They did a really great investigative piece about companies in the area supplying ICE with weapons such as pepper balls, which have been used against people. We just saw in Wrigleyville tear gas being deployed against folks in a neighborhood for getting mad about an abduction. These weapons are being used on Chicagoans, and some of them are being provided by Chicago companies.
I saw that that last night outside of the Laugh Factory in Old Town, the night manager was arrested. I just got a text from a woman who said she's an Indian who has been in this country for 47 years, and she has a friend who was just, I guess, let me find it here. I've lived here 47 years. An Indian friend of mine was picking up her grandchild at one of the Chicago public schools. An agent knocked on her window, asked for her passport. Do I have to carry my passport with me now? What do you hear?
I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I tell my father, who's an immigrant, to do, is to carry his passport, even though he's been naturalized for decades. We are seeing a campaign of terror around this city. I live in Rogers Park, and we have patrols of people from all around the neighborhood that walk around with whistles to be able to alert our community when masked men in vehicles come to abduct us. That is not how a functioning democracy should work, and it's not just in Rogers Park. It's all over the city, and no one is safe.
Kat, do you have any knowledge of what's happening today in Lakeview and in Lincoln Park? I understand that someone, this might be a little south of Lincoln Park, but a man was detained near the Latin School today. There were other talk of gas being deployed in parts of Lakeview earlier today. Are you aware of any of that?
Yes, I did see a video of tear gas being deployed around Wrigleyville. You know, I follow a lot of different chats and feeds about ICE all around the Chicago area, and there are constantly notifications. It's impossible to keep up with all of them, and that is what they are counting on. And so I really encourage people, if you're in your neighborhood, get a whistle, do patrols, watch out for your neighbors. If you need a whistle, you can drop by our office at 7016 North Clark Street. We have a bunch of them we give out for free.
We know that, or at least we have seen video of Greg Bovino tossing a canister yesterday into a crowd. And that's something that a judge had said cannot be done, but it's still being done, especially and by the person in charge here.
Right. I think that's what we need to recognize here. And that's what our elected leaders need to recognize. We are not in 2014 anymore. There is a new playbook that Trump has created, and it does not care about the law. I know it's tempting to be like, well, that's illegal. They do not care. They do not care about following the law. They do not care about our civil rights. They do not care about anything but their mission, which is to enforce an autocratic racist regime.
Look, I want to push back on you a little bit when you said the elected officials need to recognize it. Which ones? The elected officials are doing it. And the judicial system seems to be telling people to stop, but they've got no authority to make anyone stop. I mean, it seems to me like what we've discovered here is a gaping hole in our system.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think both things can be true. I think on the, you know, Chicago, a lot of our leaders here have been stepping up in a way that other states aren't, but there are lots of people in leadership of the Democratic Party nationwide that are still acting like strongly worded letters are enough. And I think it's about time that we ask ourselves, how long do we let this lawlessness go on? I mean, ICE is breaking the law. we should be holding them accountable.
So what would you have? Would you have Chicago? Would you have Chicago police with batons going against ICE agents? I mean, I honestly, it's a legitimate question.
Do
I don't
that.
Know what. Well, I don't know what happens next. I don't know how then you it would, how you would expect it to be stopped.
I mean, we're already in a constitutional crisis here. I think the very least we can do is ensure that our laws are being followed.
Yeah,
and I think that it's scary, but it's the right thing to do. And what they are counting on is being able to act with impunity. And it's obviously they have broken part of our system. And we can't just let it keep being broken. We have to not just fix it, but figure out how to work around it.
Yeah, that was my tone was discouragement, by the way, not argumentative. I don't mean to sound argumentative with you.
It's scary out there.
Yeah,
she got in a good argument with Leland on News Nation. You want to see something? Watch that. Anyway, Kat, we're up against news time. You kind of know how that works around here. So my quick question is: do you know anything about Ruben Maldonado? It's his 16-year-old daughter who is literally dying of cancer. And she was in court in a wheelchair. She couldn't do her last chemo treatment because her immune system is depleted over the stress of her father being picked up at a Home Depot. I know they had a hearing today at 9:30. Have you heard anything about it?
I have not. And I'd also like to mention there was another person who was a widower with four children, married to a U.S. citizen. His wife died, U.S. citizen. He is here legally, and ICE gave him a fake translator to have him sign his own self-deportation papers before his hearing, which would have been happening the same day he signed those papers. And he's already over the border. His four kids don't have either of their parents now.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for joining us, Kat.
Thanks so much.
Kat Abagazale, she's a congressional candidate running for the 9th District.